Today, I merely want to draw attention to the fact that Virgil lived through the very difficult days at the end of the Roman Republic. And there can be no doubt that while he was certainly retailing stories that were very old, not of his own invention, about Aeneas and all of his friends and family members and the heroes of early days, it also is the case that Virgil was talking to his contemporaries, saying, in a sense, look what we have lost. So he gives us in this Aeneas a character for all times, yes, but also for his time and for the people who lived in his time. Now, that this is so, it seems to me, is revealed most clearly by the fact that I think it is fair to say that Aeneas, Pius Aeneas, as he is again and again and again in the Aeneid, is the dullest figure in epic literature. Let me repeat that. He's the dullest figure in epic literature. This guy is no Achilles. He's not a great warrior. Well, he's an okay soldier. He's not a great leader. He can never quite make up his mind. He kind of muddles through. He does the right thing in the end. You see? He's always worrying about things and brooding over things. And it's interesting, you know, Pius Aeneas, loyal Aeneas, trustworthy Aeneas, Aeneas, the guy you can count on, not great Aeneas, powerful Aeneas, warrior Aeneas. That's not how Virgil chose to present the best of Romans, Romanitas, Romanness, to his contemporaries. Now, there's a few basic ideals that we can see in Aeneas that it seems to me, taken together, unlock the picture the Romans created of themselves, the ideal they held up to themselves, what they wanted to see when they looked in the mirror. Were they always like this? No, of course not. That's less important, though, than saying this is what they wanted to be like. First, pietas. Now, that doesn't mean piety in our sense. The Latin pietas is not a word from the realm of religion. It's a word from the realm of social life. It means loyalty, reliability, honor. When you are pius, you can be counted on. The second place, gravitas. Have you noticed in the last couple of years how the chattering classes in the United States have picked up this word? Well, gravitas. It literally means weightiness. You all know what gravity is. Weightiness, seriousness. Romans are serious. They are not frivolous. Constancia. Perseverance, commitment, dedication. You start the job, you finish the job. Now, we've seen already in political life and in military life how that played itself out in Roman history. Magnitudo animi. Now, if you look at that word closely, you'll see magnanimity. You'll see the English word magnanimity. Greatness of spirit. By extension, it implies a devotion to higher causes, not to praise, not to power, not to material well-being, not to wealth, not to the moment's notice, but a greatness of being, a greatness of soul or spirit that's above all of these petty entanglements of the world around us. Now, it may very well be that few Romans lived up to these ideals, but the ideals themselves reveal to us what the Romans thought about themselves, or at least some of the elite among them, and what they wanted their contemporaries to think about them, and the picture they have left for us. Now, we must, of course, at many edges, pull on the ragged threads hanging off from that picture and unravel it a bit. But at their very best, Pius Aeneas or Cato the Elder represent what the Romans wanted to be. Now we must destroy the Roman Republic. And it is to that task that we shall turn in our next lecture.